Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A lot of news to digest from the election as well. And joining us now is Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd, who's been looking at some of the ballot questions around the country, including a ballot measure that passed yesterday in Florida that will give 1.5 million former felons the right to vote. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Jeremy.
So Florida is one of just a few states that did not allow felons the right to vote after serving time. That is changing. What happened?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons that Amendment 4 is such a big change. It used to be former felons had to petition the governor individually and say, please give me my vote, my right to vote back. As a practical matter, it almost never happened. So now if you've finished your sentence, if you've finished probation and parole, you're going to be able to vote. There are exceptions if you've committed a murder or if you've committed a serious sex crime. But that's a big deal for 1.5 million people. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to Neil Voles today. He's the political director of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. It's one of the groups behind Amendment 4. He was convicted of a felony 12 years ago, and he's ecstatic.
You know, this is a really big deal for me. This is a big deal for the 1.5 million returning citizens in the state of Florida who got our voice back last night. And I am looking forward to voting in the next election. And oh my gosh, it just feels amazing just to say that out loud.
So good news for him. But what's most surprising about this actually is that it had to clear a 60%
right
threshold to pass because it was making a change to the Constitution of Florida. The Republican governor that Florida just narrowly elected last night, Ron DeSantis, was against it, but it didn't matter because criminal justice reform is apparently becoming a bipartisan issue in Florida and across the country.
Well, you mentioned Ron DeSantis. He narrowly beat Andrew Gillum, and then we have the Senate race, the Senator Bill Nelson, the incumbent, the Democrat, who was overturned by Rick Scott. He called for a recount. How much will this amendment affect razor-thin elections like that?
It's clearly the big question in Florida. I asked Voles the question. He said that former felons in the state come from all sorts of backgrounds and walks of life. But you got to look at the demographics, and this is fascinating. 1 in 5 African-American adults in Florida, that's 20%, they cannot vote because they have a criminal record in their background. Now, we know African-Americans, for example, tend to favor Democrats. There's no way to know how each one of them would vote. And there's no guarantee that anyone who gets the right to vote will go out and do it because, you know, if you haven't voted your entire life, you don't know if it's something that you're going to just start doing.
And many people don't vote anyway.
And many people don't vote anyways. But the point is, even a few thousand votes any direction is going to make a big difference in Florida.
There were some other big ballot measures around the country. Questions about abortion in the South.
Yeah. A big symbolic decision in Alabama where voters again amended the state constitution to say that Alabama recognizes and supports the sanctity of unborn life and the rights of unborn children. It went further. It said it does not protect the right to an abortion or require funding for an abortion. Look at West Virginia. The very similar language is used in their ballot proposition. So why is this important? Look at the makeup of the Supreme Court with Trump appointees Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh now serving on the bench. If the court overturns or chips away at Roe v. Wade, which conservatives hope they will do, these ballot measures are going to trigger into effect. So what you're seeing here is that conservative states are positioning themselves, preparing themselves for changes in the Supreme Court on this big topic. That may not be surprising coming from a conservative state, but I want to talk to you about a couple other surprising things that came from red states. Utah, Nebraska, Idaho, they all approved Medicaid expansion. So that means more than 250,000 Americans are now going to be covered. If you look at what the Democrats, the newly elected Democratic governors who also promise to expand Medicaid, we're talking about 500,000 more Americans. So the Republican effort and desire to overturn the Affordable Care Act gets harder and harder now that more and more, including red states, are starting to take advantage of it.
Look, there were great ballot questions across the country. We'll probably be talking about them for days to come. But I just want to ask about marijuana usage. Michigan now becomes the 10th state to legalize it for recreational use. But tell us how it fared on the ballot in other states.
So green light, as you say, in Michigan, That's the first Midwestern state, by the way. Yeah. So that's interesting. Mm-hmm. North Dakota had a recreational marijuana initiative. It failed. Now, we saw North Dakota shift even further to the right. Heidi Heitkamp, of course, did not win her reelection in the Senate. But the cannabis lobbying groups weren't really that interested in North Dakota because of the fact that it is so conservative. In Missouri and in Utah, medical marijuana is now legal, even though in Utah, the Mormon Church was really loudly against it.
A big surprise, I thought, was that California rejected a repeal of the gas tax.
Right. So the gas tax stays in place. Another fascinating thing about California.
Yeah.
They're tired of changing their clocks. They don't want to spring forward and fall back
any longer. They don't
want
daylight saving.
They have decided they want to stay
they
on
want
daylight
always
saving.
Daylight saving.
And anyways, that's going to be tough. You got to get the federal government's permission to do that. California and the feds kind of like night and day.
I just want to say on that gas repeal thing, I hate double negatives in a ballot question. Okay, yeah. That's here now with Peter O'Dowd. Peter, thanks as always.
You're welcome.